Trev, what did you like most, particularly about the first half where you guys set up the win this afternoon?
Yeah, look, it was a tough physical game. You know, we talked about that coming into it, so it was good to have that and, you know, come out with a good win. I thought we stayed in our structure pretty much the majority of the game, and, you know, we got some big stops in the first quarter to get that bit of a gap, and then the second quarter we pushed it a little bit further, and to their credit, they kept on fighting back and hitting some big buckets, probably from the offensive glass. But yeah, it was a good, tough, physical win for us.
Is it a bit frustrating that you couldn't sort of punch them in the mouth in that second half, or is that always the way it's going to be?
Oh, look, I think they're too. We were fortunate last week. You know, you can't expect that every week for these guys. You know, there's eight guys playing national teams there. They played in World Champions, Olympics, and what have you. So they're not going to. They compete, and they competed all the way through. Probably for us, our learning, we've got to do a better job rebounding the ball. That was giving them some life on the offensive end, and I think they hit a fair amount of threes from that as well. And then when they started pressuring us, just saying our counters, and when we did that, we got some good looks.
You talk about the efficiency and decision-making of the guy sitting next to you.
Yeah, look, they were... The good thing about Bryce, he's got the ability to catch and shoot off screens, and then when teams are doing a good job and hedging out on it, he can take them off the dribble, and he has a pretty explosive step back and speed to get past his man. So, you know, when he was got going there in the first quarter, second quarter, I think the only thing stopping him down was me putting him on the bench at the start of the second, and then he continued when he back on, but, you know, he played a great game.
Bryce, there's been a bit of talk about getting you a bit more open, a little bit more space this season. Do you feel like that's early in this season so far coming to fruition?
I just think overall, us playing team basketball with the weapons we have, the floor is naturally more spaced. We got some shooters, and we got at least three scorers on the floor every time we step out there. So I think that's a big help, and we're all playing for each other. So as long as we keep that family-oriented attitude, the open looks will be there for everybody.
What about the screening of someone like a Nick Kay and also Tommy coming into this team, those big bodies, smart guys, knowing where to be on the floor? How much does that help?
It makes it a whole lot easier for somebody my size. So I'm glad that they're on our team now instead of playing against them.
Nick Kay, you mentioned rebound. Nick Kay is just a monster in there at the moment. You must be thrilled with what he's given you in the first couple of games.
Yeah, look, he was out. It's every contest, if you know, we'll go back and watch the film. Every contest, he's there. You know, and we have a bit of a saying, for all the action's happening in the kitchen, don't be out in the porch, be in the kitchen. He's there all the time. And when we needed some rebounds, I think in the third quarter, I think they started off with three or four offensive rebounds and scored and got it back maybe to 10 points. It was Nick that came up with the ball in the 50-50 contest, and he's there all the time. And what he brings for us is just that toughness and puts his hard head on. You know, he's not, he doesn't want a lot of attention out there. He just does everything right for a team, for a coach to have a player like him. It's a blessing. So, you know, he's playing really well, and I'm glad that, you know, he can back those opening week up with this performance.
Bryce, 28-16 the other day, 28-19 first quarter scores, and today, key to these starts, what's been the most significant thing about being able to start really well?
I mean, it's not something I conscientiously go out there and look for. It's just I want to go out there, be aggressive, and sometimes the defense does a great job collapsing, so it opens it up for my teammates, and then other times I'm able to get the ball rolling. But I'm just aggressive and then just reading the looks from there, and like I said, we're just fortunate. We have so many weapons out there, so it's just great.
From a team perspective, more talking about the energy that you're starting with, you must be really thrilled with how, from the moment that the game starts, you're up and about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we had some spurts in the preseason where we kind of played in spurts, and one thing we've been focusing on is making sure we maintain the same level of energy the full 40 minutes. So, so far, so good, but we just want to keep the momentum rolling.
Coach, you talk about flexibility in offense and Damian Martin tonight four from long range. I don't think he put a shot up last week. So having that flexibility, just have a chat about the skipper and what he did tonight.
Yeah, he played a great game. I think deflections, you know, one of the things that we stat the deflections, and I think he had 10 or 11, which is outstanding for playing 20, you know, half the game. So what he brings defensively, I think we know, and a couple of steals there at big moments. He gets the energy, gets the crowd involved, and Damo's developed that corner shot for the last couple of years, so it was great for our teammates to find him there. And when they're double-teaming Bryce, we can stretch the floor and we're getting him shots where he normally knocks them down. So it's it was great execution for us, and they all look great. You know, he's been doing a... Not only has he lost weight this year to get a little bit faster and get his injuries up, but he's had plenty of time to get some extra shots up, and it's paying off for him.
And where's his fitness at now?
Yeah, no, he probably played a little bit more than what we'd like, but, you know, we're still building him up strong for missing, you know, a good month in pre-season. So, yeah, hopefully here we get the sign from our medical staff that he's fully ready to go, and, yeah.
Andre talked about the second half and the shift of offensive rebounding in particular in the second half today. Is that something you expect them to focus on going into Thursday's game? And what do you expect from them come Thursday?
Yeah, well, they beat us hands down on the glass. You know, we were too many spectating, and, you know, Glidden's getting 5 offensive rebounds, and guards have got to do a better job helping out the bigs out of that. And if we can dry some of those rebounds out, we might be able to keep them to a lower score. But, you know, they'll go, Mick and Vicona just works. You know, I'd pay admission to go and watch him play. He just plays his heart out there. And those boys were hitting the glass pretty hard. So, you know, it's something that we've got to work on. And hopefully we continue and improve and get better. And that's an area we need to get better at.
How'd you see Gus today, Trev? And how close to 100% is he now?
Yeah, the practice the other day, he was getting back to his old Gus, you know, had that extra bounce in his step, and today was a good physical hit out for him, just to give him some support around from the ankle. He should be nearly coming back now. That was the diagnosis from coming back 6 weeks from that. So, you know, it's a good doubleheader next week. It'll be going against some Hodgson again and then Boone, so it'll be a good hit for him. Good, thanks guys.
Thank you.